Good morning, and a very warm welcome to you all. Notices for this morning. Firstly, we welcome back Ray Erskine, who's had an operation. After the service today, there is a bring and share lunch, which will be in the training room on the first floor. You're welcome to come, even if you haven't brought anything with you. We say a special hello to anybody from the previous Baptist church in Kingston. Maddie and Jenny, who we mentioned last week as both having been in hospital, are now both out again, so that's good news. And finally, Nicola Fernie-Smith will be leading our worship here next Sunday morning. So I hope you can join for that. Thank you.
Let's come together to hear what God is speaking to us. For we believe that when we gather, when we stop, when we take time to pause, God can be at work. So, as we stand, let us pray. Bless the worship that we offer, that it would be the best, and that we would bring our whole selves. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join to sing, "Be still for the presence of the Lord."
Thank you.
Let's join together to pray. Let us pray. God of everything and everywhere, some are closer to you on the lakeside and some in hidden places, and some know you on the mountaintop, and some encounter you in the things that they read. Things that they watch and the things that they think about. We ask, gentle God, that you would speak to us in the sound of silence, through the voices of the past, in the babble of conversation, in the words of Scripture, the experience of faith. Speak to us as we are listening to your word. But you are God who is interested in us in the everyday. So we ask that you would forgive us when we look for you in the magnificent and the spectacular and fail to recognize you beside us. Forgive us when we drown out your voice in noise and busyness. When we look for you in people that we would label good and holy and fail to see you in what makes us uncomfortable. Forgive us and help us. For you are God who is kindness and gentleness, who will seek us out and bring us home. Thank you. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So let me talk to you about the shape of the service today, which is that after we've had the reading, we're going to break up into groups. If you stay where you are, this is the discussion room, and there are some questions for you to reflect on. If you want to have a quiet time and to pray with some words and some music, then you walk out of that door and you walk diagonally opposite, and there's a room with some prayers and some music for you. If you are a person who likes to work out what you believe, maybe some craft or some activity, then head towards the hall, which is sort of round that way. Okay? Discussion, time to pray, to reflect, craft. All welcome in any place. Really, what we're doing in our activity today is looking at some linking phrases that easily we just jump over the top of. Jesus heard that John the Baptist was dead, and his first instinct was to withdraw and have time to pray. Then the people found him. They hung around for a long time. He had to feed them. And so we move on to the story of the feeding of the 5,000. So he tries again. Sends the disciples away. withdraws to have time to pray. Jesus is a man for whom having time on his own with God was absolutely, vitally important to him. So the interesting thing is, is that true for us? Jesus was a man, you know, come on, Jesus, Son of God, hangs on cross. Jesus, as a man, believed that having time on his own with God was absolutely pivotal for him. So we move on then to what happens next, and Hosanna Lee will read this passage to us.
The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Jesus walks on water. Then Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the lake, while he sent the people away. After sending the people away, he went up a hill by himself to pray. When evening came, Jesus was there alone. And by this time, the boat was far out in the lake, tossed about by the waves, because the wind was blowing against it. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to the disciples walking on the water. When they saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and screamed with fear. Jesus spoke to them at once. "Courage," he said. "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then Peter spoke up. "Lord, if it is really you, order me to come out on the water to you." "Come," answered Jesus. So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water to Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he was afraid and started to sink down in the water. "Save me, Lord," he cried. At once, Jesus reached out and grabbed hold of him and said, "How little faith you have. Why did you doubt?" They both got into the boat, and the wind died down. Then the disciples in the boat worshipped Jesus. "Truly, you are the Son of God," they exclaimed. Thanks be to God.
Amen. So we're joined to sing. Jesus' love is very wonderful, with some actions. Can we do this? Come on. Come on, I'm not doing it by myself. Up you get if you can. Come on. Come on. That's exactly right. Thank you, Bethany. You could see what I can see. Happy smiling faces. Or maybe, come on. There's people who dance. Right, so this is the place for discussion. You openly opposite, time to reflect, material to pray, music to pray. You want to do some craft, you're heading towards the hall. Okay? As people get moved, let me tell you what the questions are. You're going to get a bit of paper with the questions on it. Don't be worried about listening to me. How do you cope with being alone? Why do you think Jesus needed to get away from it all after the healing and teaching? And do you ever feel that you are beyond God's love? Just threw a curveball in at the end. There we are. Pass them round. Pick up your chair. Move about. Nobody is nailed to the chair. Thank you very much. There we are. Pass them around. Take a copy to think about. That's cool. That's beautiful. Yeah, just here we go. Pass them around. Pass them around. Nobody's nailed to the seat, so you can get up and move. You can pick up the chairs. You can move the chairs around. There we are. That's it. Everybody who's got some paper questions. I lift my eyes to the quiet hills. Join together to pray. Let's pray. Pray for those who find themselves tossed about by all that life throws at them. Those who feel out of control and don't know which way to turn. Pray for those who find themselves with an unexpected challenge. Those who have much asked of them and feel overwhelmed. Pray for those who find themselves overtaken by events, those who feel dejected and at loss. Pray for those who find themselves on the wrong side of popularity, those who feel they have more enemies than friends. Pray for those who find themselves searching for what they do not know. Those who feel that there must be more to life. Pray for those who are on their own too often. Those for whom loneliness is their biggest battle. Pray for confused disciples. Perplexed prophets, those who strive to be faithful and serve you, Lord our God, only to be surprised by grace. We pray for those people and situations that are uppermost in our hearts and minds. The fragile politics of our world. The people that we know who are ill. The anxieties that people speak to us about. And we pray for ourselves. That we would be people guided by you and empowered by you. Beyond our own ego. Beyond our own failings. And feelings. And when we are drowning, reach out and save us. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. We bring our aches and pains. We bring our sadnesses. We bring the challenges that are ours. We bring the stuff that we have. We represent it with this offering. Take it all, Lord Jesus. Use it for the work of your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen. We join to sing our final hymn, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. Let's see what you've been making. No. Alice, you going to show us? Do you want to show us? Shall I hold it up and let everybody else see it? Shall I show it? Are these rings? I know they're rings, but what are they? They're life. And is that what you think that maybe when people are stepping out, maybe they need a life ring to help them if they are in trouble in the water? Yes. And we could get... Yes. Thank you for showing them. Thank you for Alice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, woo! So may God bless us and guide us this week at those times when we step out bravely and when we think we are going to sink. May we know the hand of one who comes to our rescue. And in all that we do, may we listen and then do. Thanks be to God. Amen.